This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Good morning, I'm Kate Watson.
And I'm Claire Kimball.
It's Friday the 26th of February. In your Squiz today, a big day for aged care. Qantas pushes back its international flights timetable. Leighton Hewitt's big nod. And did we mention we launched a new podcast? This is your Squiz today. The Royal Commission into Aged Care will hand its final report to the federal government today. This has been going since October 2018 after years of reports, Claire, of inadequate care, neglect and abuse in aged care homes. There's been some interim reports already, and what they've found is some pretty sobering stuff.
Yeah, they really have, and it shocked us not that long ago to hear that the Royal Commission characterised the aged care system as cruel and harmful. It said that there needed to be widespread change to make up for the deficiencies in the system for older people and also for younger people with disabilities who live in aged care facilities. The interim report that was released at the end of 2019 found that there was an over-reliance on chemical restraints. So what that means is basically the drugging up of aged care residents to keep them quiet and compliant. Also, the inquiry said that there was an estimated 50 sexual assaults in aged care each week. So lots of work to do and lots of expectations on this report.
There are 1.3 million Australians currently using aged care services. As you would expect, they and their families are eagerly awaiting answers about how the system will be made better.
Also eagerly awaiting what the government will do in terms of putting more funding into the system. There's a lot of people who say that not much more can be done until more funding is put in. What Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, said yesterday is that he's determined and committed to address the serious issues in the aged care sector. That has led to plenty of questions about what that means, about how much they'll spend.
Expect to hear quite a bit more about this in the middle of the week. The government, as we said, will be handed the report today, but a lot of it won't be released until next week. Over to Germany, Claire. There's been a landmark ruling against a former member of Syria's intelligence services. This is significant as it's the first court case in the world over state-sponsored torture under Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government.
Yal al-Grabi is someone who is believed to be a former member of Syria's intelligence service. He had received asylum in Germany, which is why he was before a German court, but he was arrested over claims that he was part of a detention system that saw hundreds of thousands of Syrians put into basically torture camps. They say that torture was carried out by the Assad regime at almost an industrial scale, and he's received 4.5 years prison for his part in that. It's notable, as you say, because it is the first time that a foreign jurisdiction has made a judgment about what happened in Syria with those torture camps.
Yeah, there's lots of hope, particularly from human rights activists, that it will set a precedent for other cases. Western Australia, Claire, is in the midst of an election campaign, voting happening on the 13th of March. Bit of a weird one, though, with the opposition leader already saying that he ain't going to win.
Yeah, pack up and go home. The Liberals, they've decided that that's not on the cards. Zach Kirkup is his name, the leader of the Liberals in WA. He's going to struggle to hold on to his own seat. Polls that have come out about the Liberals' chances in that election are grim. So, yeah, it's going to be a long campaign to get to that 13 March date.
Maybe it's a strategy. Who knows?
Good luck to him.
Qantas, Claire, has announced when they hope to be back flying internationally. July is now the month being tossed around.
Yeah, that would be for flights to New Zealand. Not so good news. Other international flights have been pushed back until late October. They'd hoped to fly overseas a little bit earlier than then. Of course, the vaccine plays a big part in that. Even worse news for the airline is that they lost $1.08 billion for the half year. It's a $7 billion revenue drop for Qantas because of those travel restrictions. So it's a loss that wasn't unexpected.
Yeah, not much good news from Qantas. Local travel, of course, has also been significantly affected by state border closures, something CEO Alan Joyce has been critical of state premiers about. And on the job front, Claire, he's already warned of another round of job cuts when the JobKeeper payment ends in March. Leighton Hewitt is, whatever you think of him, a legend of tennis in Australia. And now he's been recognised by the world of tennis too, Claire, being inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame.
I think we've all come around to liking Leighton Hewitt these days, haven't we? I know he
I
was
think,
quite, I do too. I mean, he was a bit full on when he was on the court, but he is a passionate Australian and he really has dedicated the last few years to Team Australia when it comes to things like Davis Cup, which is now the ATP Cup. He said that he is really thrilled to be recognised by that Hall of Fame. It's quite a rare honour. He was just one of five inductees. He was the one, though, who was voted in by his peers.
Probably the thing he's most well known for is holding the record for being the youngest male to be ranked world number one when he made it to the top in 2001 at just 20 years old. Lady Gaga's dog walker, Claire, has been shot and two of her French bulldogs stolen.
Yeah, the dog walker is said to be in hospital in a stable condition after he was shot in the chest. Two bulldogs, though, are still missing. Their names are Koji and Gustav. Lots of concern for them from Lady Gaga. She's offering a $500,000 reward for anyone who can return the dogs. Also, police saying that they're not sure whether it's connected to her because thefts of French bulldogs, which are very expensive, aren't uncommon.
You've got a French bulldog yourself, Claire.
Oh, if Tucker went missing, it'd be devastating. I feel for her.
Yeah, of course you would. Shortcuts. In all the excitement of our Sport Today podcast launching, totally forgot about one of our other babies, Claire, Squeeze Shortcuts. That was out yesterday, and it's about this whole debacle with Facebook. We figure Squizzes are news people, so we'd be keen to understand just what's going down.
And overnight, Facebook has restored pages of Australia's news media providers. But yeah, it's a really good look at what's happened. That code, of course, went through Parliament yesterday.
That's the mandatory media bargaining code. You've heard a lot about it from us. That's the one that'll force Google and Facebook to pay for news. Claire, that episode of Squeeze Shortcuts is available in your show notes or search for Squeeze Shortcuts in your preferred podcast app. And whilst we're talking about things to put on your reading, listening or watching list, if you like to keep up with what people are talking about, a new documentary on Binge, it's also available on Foxtel, about Woody Allen is getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, it sure is. It was out on Monday. Also looking forward to getting into that on the weekend. Read a lot about it this week. What it is a look at Dylan Farrow's 30-year-old abuse allegations against her adoptive father, Woody Allen.
Yeah, pretty grim stuff. Also worth a look is a documentary, also on Binge as it happens, called Tiger. That one's about Tiger Woods, of course, in the news a lot this week.
Yeah, I watched it a couple of weeks ago. It's a really good reminder about just how massive he was about 15 years ago.
Yeah,
very big deal. Of course, the comeback and how incredible that was a couple of years ago.
That's all from us, except did we mention we have a new podcast out this week? I'm not sure. Have we told?
I don't know whether we have.
Sport Today is out at 4 p.m. each weekday. And in the same way we do on this podcast, it's a look across the day's news. It's quick. It's agenda-free. It'll keep you up on your sports chat. So if you have a moment, give it a try or share it with that sporty person in your life, Claire.
And the thing about how we're doing it is you don't have to be a sports lover to get into it. They're just some really cracking stories that are sometimes hard to understand. So we unpack all that like we do at The Squiz.
Well, not Claire and I, Gemma and Greg.
Yeah,
they do that.
Which makes it even better, right?
Exactly. Search for Sport Today in your podcast app now and hit subscribe. Have a great weekend and we'll be back on Monday.
A message now from our podcast partner, BHP. The steel made from iron ore plays an important role in providing the production of our energy infrastructure, from wind turbines to power poles. So cutting carbon emissions in iron ore production is key. It's why BHP has committed to a solar and battery agreement to help power its port facilities at Port Hedland. It's happening now at BHP.